We now have over 25 billion claims from 2002 to the present, medical and dental procedures combined, which reflect the claims experience for approximately 150 million covered lives from around the country. We are the largest private healthcare claims collection right now nationwide. The data are organized into 493 discrete geographic areas to help capture the relevant medical market. The data are received from national and regional payers and third-party administrators and reflect both self-insured and fully insured covered lives. We've also been certified by CMS as a qualified entity, which now entitles us to receive all of Parts A, B, and D of the Medicare data set for all 50 states. There are endless ways in which stakeholders are deriving value from our data. Data licensees have used the data to establish in-network and out-of-network fee schedules, design and/or evaluate provider networks, provider performance or benefit features, design public health interventions, identify disparities in care, reform Medicaid fee schedules, and design quality-based initiatives, as well as serve as a form of syndromic surveillance. Really, these uses only touch the surface of how our data are utilized. Because of the breadth and independence of our data, Fair Health frequently gets utilized or invoked by states as an official source to support various health-related programs. For example, many states utilize Fair Health data in their respective workers' comp programs. New Jersey expressly cites Fair Health as a data source to support reimbursement of auto liability claims and as a source of consumer education. California references Fair Health data as a standard for reimbursement in connection with certain emergency services. And New York and Connecticut reference Fair Health data in furtherance of their respective laws seeking to afford consumers certain protections against surprise balance bills. Indeed, over 20 other states have now reached out to Fair Health to learn more about our data and to explore ways in which our benchmarks could help inform their respective consumer protection laws. We use our billions of claims to create benchmarks for all corners of the healthcare industry. We have separate lines of benchmarks for billed charges and for the allowed amounts typically negotiated for healthcare services. Each benchmark module captures a current 12-month cycle of data and arrays such data into percentiles, typically the 50th to the 95th percentile, organized by procedure code and geographic region. We also have an episode of Care Benchmark product that utilizes the Prometheus payment model and presents the full continuum of care for a wide number of episodes involving chronic conditions, procedures, and acute conditions. We also offer a wide range of custom analytics based on the underlying claims responsive to the particular interests of the licensee. We also have the ability to take in proprietary data sets on behalf of an organization for evaluation through our episode of care platform, which, if requested, can get compared to our benchmark product. Many licensees also take advantage of our consumer tools and educational content. While time is short today, I'm happy to discuss any of these items with you in more detail offline or at the upcoming conference. While licensees look to Fair Health as a source of data, they also take advantage of our expert team of clinicians and statisticians who can configure the data into visualizations that help tell a story and make the data actionable. We're always happy to assist our licensees in organizing the data into deliverables that meet their particular needs, whether it be a PowerPoint, box plot, histogram, or other form of infographic. Next month, we will be unveiling our new medical market index, which tracks pricing, both charges and allowed amounts, over time in six major healthcare categories as depicted on this slide. I invite you to join our free webinar on March 22nd, which will walk through this index in more detail. While the index described will be national, we are able to customize the process to more localized areas upon request. We will also unveil new trending reports during the March 22nd webinar. These reports will focus on the changing face of the healthcare system as demonstrated by increasing utilization of alternative places of service such as retail clinics, urgent care centers, ASCs, and telehealth. They will also shed light on a wide variety of clinical trends. Again, these free trending reports will be national but can be tailored to any market area depending on the particular interest of the licensee. Given the granularity of our data, we are able to assist licensees with understanding the types of procedure codes and diagnostic codes presenting in different locations. Here, for example, is a pie chart that shows the distribution of codes in emergency room settings. 50 million of our 150 million lives are trackable longitudinally, which unleashes enormous opportunities in understanding the progression of disease, the outcomes of varying treatment protocols, and the patient journey in general. Here we have isolated a pediatric cohort with diabetes and obesity diagnoses and compared it to a pediatric claims cohort absent those conditions to understand the varying comorbidities present in those different populations. We are also often tasked to prepare analytic reports juxtaposing different reimbursement models. Here we compare the 80th percentile charge and average charge with the 80th percentile and average allowed amounts with CMS and Medicaid values for this particular procedure code in this particular geographic region. These types of analytics help support policymakers, health plans, health systems, and others trying to formulate sensible strategies involving the pricing and delivery of healthcare. Given the national cast of our data, it enables states to understand how their approach to treating certain conditions differs from other states. This slide shows the most highly utilized opioid-related services and the highest cost centers for such services in California. We studied a number of other states as well, and what was fascinating and concerning was that there was very little overlap in either column in the different states, suggesting that states and key stakeholders may not have information about what pathway produces the most promising results. Our data allow any condition and treatment protocol to be compared with other alternative strategies to better understand value. As mentioned at the beginning, part of our mandate was to create a consumer platform that helped elevate consumer engagement and health insurance literacy through access to CLEAR resources. While we launched our first website in 2011, we just came off a two-year planning process that gave rise to a new generation of consumer resources. Our new website was launched September 2017. The site continues to offer estimated charge information for medical and dental services for those uninsured or going out of network. However, the new site now offers estimated in-network rates to help consumers manage their high-deductible health plans. For both in-network and out-of-network services, the site offers related procedures to help broaden the perspective on healthcare costs. And likewise, the site offers bundle payments for 25 common episodes of care, offering both in-network and out-of-network estimates. Many private and public organizations ask us about private labeling opportunities associated with our award-winning tools. These opportunities allow third parties to take advantage of our data and content and increase the health insurance literacy of their employees, members, or citizens. Here is just a small sampling of the shout-outs and awards we have received for our consumer tools.